these super intelligences, whoever they are, whatever they do, would be able to manipulate that matter, the gods, in order to construct these three-dimensional expressions. And that would also explain a lot of things, why animals and people are killed and mutilated and stolen in these UFO flap areas. It would also explain why the ancients were so afraid of these beings, the Sumerians, the Hebrews, the Hittites, the Babylonians, the Assyrians. They believed, and it's all part of their mythology, that gateways on Earth symbolize celestial openings through which dark influences or light influences could seek entry. And therefore, it was important to use imitative magic for protection against these undesirable entities.
Right. Tom, let me ask this. Why would you think that an entity, which presumably would be eternal, would be willing to trade that for life inside a human body, a physical life that is therefore limited to X number of years?
Well, if you, you know, if you read the Book of Enoch, these... And if you ascribe to Enoch and the biblical stories of the confrontation between Lucifer and God,
yes.
Which is also and the interesting thing is I named my book the Ahriman Gate. Ahriman is the equivalent of Lucifer, but from Zoroastrianism, ancient Persian religion, and but all of these stories lead us to believe that there was a kind of jealousy that occurred between God and his greatest angel. Now, there, you know, I know that Coast to Coast has a lot of people that listen to the show that they don't buy any of that. And so this is why I try to speak in general terms that says, I'm very orthodox. I'm a Christian. These are the things that I believe. I also have a lot of friends that don't believe what I believe at all, who think I'm just a fruitcake. But I try to look at the bigger picture, the historical record that is coming to us from all kinds of people, from all kinds of faith, but who are telling the same story. And that is that whatever these ultra-terrestrials are or were, that they had an interest after chaotic war, something that occurred before history, that they then had an interest in bringing themselves back into a body of flesh. Now, what was their interest? If you, Mike Heiser's been on Coast to Coast a lot of times, he might talk about it from one point of view, and somebody else talks about it from another point of view, that maybe they were trying to cut off the birth line of the Messiah. Maybe it was that. Maybe it was because they were disembodied, and yet these things were accustomed to having a body, and therefore they're in misery until they reincarnate themselves.
So you believe they can incarnate again and again?
I'm saying that I see in the ancient record the term Rephaim is the term that is used to describe dead Nephilim, their spirits in hell, and we can talk about that term if you want, but that term carries with it the sense of being able to be healed or to be reincarnated, and it explains how these Nephilim could have existed before and after the flood. So there's good theology with a lot of records that support the idea that these things, that when you read in the Bible about some of these powerful kings who are referred to almost in terms of the sense of being a god, there really could have been something more to it than just, poetic language being used by the prophets. And now, in the case of the Watchers, in the Book of Enoch in the Old Testament, this moving through portals and the use of vital energy as a construct material for forming a dimensional pathway is something that's also supported in the Bible. And it appears that, it appears that it also included the need for the use of both animals and humans. It wasn't just Jasher, but the Genesis Apocryphon, the Book of Enoch. Enoch says in chapter 7 that these beings sinned against the animals as well as the humans. And so I guess what you have to ask yourself is, if the only reason that the watchers were involving themselves with women was because they lusted after them, because they were beautiful, then what would this blending with animal DNA and human DNA be about? And what I say to people is you have to admit that even if the ancient stories of lore are nothing more than fiction or myth, the metaphorical resemblance to parts of transhumanism today, what's happening today,
yes,
is astonishing, because even the secular press has taken to using terms like chimera.
Oh, yes. Tom, if you would, come back to the Watchers. Tell me who the Watchers are, what their motives are, and what you know about them, please.
Well, the Watchers.
Yes.
You note this implication in Genesis 6:2. The B'nai Elohim saw the daughters of Adam, that they were fit extensions. And this term, fit extensions, could be understood to mean portals. That's why, yeah, when you asked me earlier, you know, different people mean different things about stars.
That's right.
What do I mean by it? This would be this use of molecular energy to format a navigational dimensional pathway. Now, what if, as many transhumanists want to do today, what if by corrupting the species barrier, the Watchers had mingled human and animal DNA and combined the hereditary traits of different species into a single new mutation now known as the Nephilim, that suddenly possessed the combined intelligence, the instincts, the seeing and hearing and smelling and reacting to the environment of different life forms? Thus, Birkbeck law schools need to be able to say what we know about crime scene analysis is not going to work in the future.
Come back to the Watchers for me, Tom. Who are the Watchers?
Well, the Watchers are described in the Book of Enoch as 200 powerful angels who departed from a larger group of angels who came down to the earth, and they left their first estate. And they came down to the earth, they lusted after women, they took wives, all which they would, and they married these women. And out of that union were born the giants, the people of legend. And in a nutshell, that's the Watchers. They came down upon Horeb. And their story, I think, is repeated in the different mythologies of Egypt, of the Hebrew Bible, and these Nephilim that they created as their offspring also had offspring. And that offspring became the Geborim. And ultimately, some people believe that this is what even led to